old Italian restaurant on Washington Square. I was sitting there eating my plate of spaghetti. Cook started talking about a poet friend of hers. His name was Lawrence Ferlinghetti. So I went down to his bookshop, City Lights. He had a manifesto of the human rights. Bought myself a copy of Ginsberg's Howl. Sat down on the floor, read it right now. Well, the very first line was a revelation. I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical. I wiped the dot because the thoughts in my head were much too numerical. I didn't know if I was coming or going. Just kept on reading that goddamn poem. Turned a page, and there in big words up above said the weight of the world is love. Ooh. I knew if the weight of the world is love, I'd have to find some way to get my love unplugged. Maybe some wild woman who knew all about men, or Gary Snyder with his teachings from the Zen. Well, that's when I saw this guy staggering down the street, drunk as a skunk, no shoes on his feet. He said, I used to be a running back. He called me Jack Kerouac. I said, Jack, you're just in time. I need a guide. Show me the ropes, how to catch a ride. I read all your poems, Dharma Bums on the road. Think I'll come along the next time you go. He said, man, my hitchhiking days are through. All the beats are gone now, it's just me and you. Soon I'll be gone, and ain't it funny? All they talk about now is how to make money. So I sat down at my old typewriter, banged out a poem about the city lighters, took it down to the corner, hoping to pay my rent, sold it to a tourist for 25 cents. Well, this girl came along. She said, now tell me what to do. I want to be a real beatnik too. She was 6'5", weighed 90 pounds. She had long black hair that touched the ground. She had a black cat. She had rings around her eyes like an old raccoon. She caught me by surprise. She said, I might look 46, but I'm really 17. I'm a real wild young woman. Want to make the scene? I said, the first thing you got to do is drop out of school. Then we'll go down to Mike's place and we'll shoot around a pool. Drink some wine, smoke some pot, get astronomically high. Go back to my pad and make the mattress cry. Then you'll write a poem about our topless sex. You can print it on the mattress. It'll be a nervous wreck. You take it down to the corner with a little luck and sell it to the tourists for $100. Well, you see, the cost of living is close. climbing sky high for the average beat to a sellout or die. She sold her poem to New York Rockefeller for $1 million. It was a bestseller. She became famous on the jet set scene. Got her picture in all the magazines. Got her face on late night TV shows. She got the Pulitzer Prize for Purple Prose. She said, "It's time for me to be moving on." I could hardly wait till she was gone. She took her cat, she took her raccoon eyes. Only thing she left behind was a beatnik disguise. I said, "Just remember to be true to your beatnik roots." So she put on a pair of black high-heeled boots, moved across the town where the kids were hairy, became a hippie in Haight Ashbury. Me, I stayed down on the old Barbary coast. Nothing on my plate but tuna and toast. Flat broke, no joke. No more tourists, no more chicks. Book of Revelations, chapter 6. Yes, there I was, all alone. So I sat down and wrote a 1,000-page poem about life and love and music, all the way from jazz to disco. I was the last beat poet in San Francisco. As the years went by, I was always down to my last meal. And I've often wondered who got the best deal. Was it her with her $1 million up in the cage? Or me with my poem, 1,000,000 pages? Well, you figure it out. It was her or me. She spent her $1 million on LSD. I might be down to my last dime. I can still write another line. Postscript. Just between me and you, there's only two things in this world that seem to be true. One is that the world is not only inside your head. The other is something Allen Ginsberg said. He said the weight of the world is love. Oh, the weight of the world is love. Oh, the weight of the world is love. All the weight of the world is love. All the weight of the world is love. All the weight of the world is love. Yeah, the weight of the world, oh, is love.